This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Tropical wave now in the Gulf has a 50% chance of developing into a named storm. Having said that, the Houston area will largely be spared since the projected landfall spot is right at the Texas-Mexico border down south. Some of us will see a lot of rain today. Others might not see any at all. It's a 50-50 shot for precipitation in the Houston area. Those that do get rain could see heavy downpours. However, there's just a marginal risk of flooding across the region. Immigration reform advocates held a roundtable discussion on the shortfalls and impacts of mass deportations. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
The gathering, hosted by immigration reform group America's Voice, reached the conclusion that mass deportations are starving the workforce of able-bodied workers.
The idea that deporting immigrants will open up opportunities for native-born American workers has not proven out in the past, with the net impact being unequivocally in the research found to be negative.
Michael Ettinger is an economic insights and research consulting professional. Many of the speakers echoed the idea that deportation is not working and removing workers who are needed in the agricultural sector. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
This morning, the Texas Education Agency is releasing A through F grades for every school in the state. These ratings have been withheld for 2 years because of lawsuits. Houston ISD Superintendent Mike Miles touted big gains for the district at last night's school board meeting.
For the first time ever, when we started school on Tuesday, not one HIC student attended a failing campus.
The ratings are based largely on the state's STAR test results. As you just heard on NPR, Texas House Democrats who fled the state capitol say they will return under two conditions. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said the out-of-state members will only come back if the legislature adjourns today, which is likely, and if California introduces its own new congressional maps to counter the redrawn Texas maps. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that his state would be doing just that.
It's not complicated. We're doing this in reaction to a president of the United States that called a sitting governor of the state of Texas and said, "Find me five seats." We're doing it in reaction to that act.
Governor Abbott said he will call a second special session in Texas today, immediately after the session adjourns. That second special session is also expected to focus on redistricting. And Harris County commissioners are projecting a lower-than-expected county budget deficit. But County Judge Lena Hidalgo gave a more grim outlook on the deficit and clashed with commissioners who she disagreed with. Commissioner Leslie Briones said there are ways to save on costs, and the deficit is not as bad as some believe.
Some would like you to believe that the sky is falling. There will be devastating cuts in this dystopian universe.
Hidalgo labeled Briones and two other commissioners, Adrian Garcia and Tom Ramsey, as the GOP 3 after disagreements on the county budget. Ramsey's the only Republican on Harris County Commissioners Court. I'm Matt Harrop, News 8.